What is up, guys, and welcome to another episode of Expanding Your Horizons. And today we're going to be doing a different topic. Recently we've been doing a bunch of personal topics, and I don't have a guest for this week. Well, I did, but I took a really long nap. It's actually 12 in the morning right now, because I work all day. I decided to take a nap, and I didn't wake up till 10 o'clock. I took a nap at 5 o'clock. It was a nice nap, probably one of the greatest naps I've ever had. I do recommend naps. They're great for the body. I don't even know if that's true. Don't take my word for it. But the topic this week is going to be a pretty fun one that I love discussing. And it's going to be on space. Now, if anybody knows me, I love space. I love anything that has to do with space. Such as Star Wars. Fucking, dude. If anyone has anything bad to say about Star Wars, you know, I mean, you're not human, you know? You're probably an alien. Which are real. Aliens are real. I'm just kidding. I don't know that. But I'm just taking a guess that aliens are real. I mean, the universe is so big, you know? The universe is humongous. And to say that there aren't any type of other life forms out there is pretty, I don't know. It's pretty, like, ignorant, to assume that, because if we were able to be created, there's other life forms that are able to be created. To be honest, in, like, a religious sense, I guess, you know, God created the universe, which means he could create other life on other planets. His power is limitless, so, you know, you never know what he is actually going to create. So, I believe that aliens are real. I don't know if we've ever been visited by aliens. Maybe. There's some sketchy things that happen. I actually have a theory that aliens were here before humans, or like aliens came when humans were in the very early stages of, you know, our existence, and gave us certain type of technology to progress us forward, or maybe, I don't know, that's just a theory, you know, it's just, you know, me thinking randomly. But, I mean, the universe is so big. Like, I just don't understand. Like, and to think now Mars has been, they've discovered water on Mars. Like, a large amount of water on Mars. I think it's either underneath the surface or it's, like, frozen or something. I don't know. I haven't read up on that too much, but I did see it. I did read a little on it, but not too much. But isn't that crazy? Mars has water. It's like the driest place you could go. Like, ever. And it has water. Crazy, right? Which means there's Martians there, which means there's aliens there, which means they're gonna invade us soon, and we're gonna need the Avengers to help us defeat them. I'm just kidding. I fucking hate the Avengers. I really do. Like, it's like a lemon that you squeeze and get, you know, all the lemon juice out, and you just keep squeezing it for years, and nothing comes out, you know? Just squeezing it dry. Like, Marvel is squeezing every superhero that they've ever created dry. Like, how many Captain Americas are you gonna make in 5 years? They made, like, five, you know, like, once a year. It's kind of annoying. Anyways, that's off topic. That's off topic. But I want to go to space planes, which is actually really cool. I heard about this space plane called the VSS Unity by Virgin Galactics. And this space plane... Okay, so the whole point of space planes is you have a single stage... because rockets have multiple stages before they reach orbit. Well, the theory behind space planes is there's a single stage before you reach orbit. You know, you kind of just fly up into space like a spaceship, like a plane, bro. It's sick. It's awesome. This plane, the VSS Unity, actually reached suborbital altitudes, and then it came back down and landed. So we're pretty close to getting freaking spaceships, dude. I'm telling you, Star Wars is gonna be a real thing in the next, like, 200 years. At me, bro. At me, okay? I'm gonna be dead, but at least I'll know that Star Wars may exist in around 200 years. And if it does, hopefully, you know, they, like, revive me, or, like, I become reincarnated as Darth Vader or some shit. Be fucking cool. But yeah, space planes? Like, bro, just buy a ticket. Hey, I'm going to Mars. I'll see you guys tomorrow. You know, take a fucking space, just a spaceship, you know, out to Mars. Little vacay. This is go to the Cancun on Mars, you know. Fucking hey, Coachella this year's at Mars. Let's go, you know. Some shit like that. That'd be funny. But, did you guys know that China spends a lot of money on space, like a lot of money on space, and yet, I don't know, China just, I don't think of China as a big, like, person, as a big country that is in the space race, just because, you know, you never hear anything about China. You know what's crazy, though, is, like, you don't ever hear anything bad about China. Like, you actually really don't. Like, of course you hear stuff from Trump saying that they're stealing our pennies and stuff. You know, I got a drawer full of pennies if they want some. I mean, they can have them. And of course you hear about, you know, like, the negative news about, like, workers there and how much they get paid and stuff like that. But other than that, you don't really hear anything bad coming from China. Like, I actually barely hear any news coming from China, except, it, you know, when it has to do with the economy. Like, that's it. That's the only thing. But yeah, China is big in the space race. They have so many satellites up there. They're probably polluting space as much as they pollute the Earth. That's no joke. With all the fucking satellites they have. You know how many satellites we actually have in space? I mean, it is truly... It's crazy to think that we got this many satellites in space. Like, what do we need all those satellites for? And to think that, you know, like, if you look at a map, look it up. If you look at a map of Earth from space and look up, like, a satellite map, dude, there's so many. We are, like, surrounded, fully surrounded by satellites. There's about 1,100 active satellites in both the government and private sectors. So there's over 1,100 active satellites. Now, we're not talking about the unactive ones. There's 2,600 of unactive satellites that don't work and they're just sitting in space. The first satellite was actually launched in 1957, which was the Sputnik 1, I think, by the Russians, of course. The Russians are the pioneers of space. I don't know if that's the right word to use, but, you know. And it's the oldest one still in orbit. It's still in orbit since 1957. Well, no, 1958. It was launched in 1958. That's crazy. That's crazy. Just like, I don't know, that's a lot of money. You know how much satellites actually cost? That's just crazy. But even though there's that much satellites within space and in our orbit, it's still very rare for these satellites to actually collide. That's how big space is. I just fucking love space. Space is just so, it's so crazy. Like, I could talk about space with someone for hours and hours. It's just that amazing. The next topic is pretty crazy because when I saw this article, I was like, what? What? So the Pentagon is actually considering using quantum physics in war in space as a space weapon. Like, dude, we don't even know that much about quantum physics. We don't even know that much. Like we don't really even know how much, like, we don't even know how it works fully yet. And we don't even know how to use quantum physics to our advantage yet. Like, we're just now building quantum-like computers in the last, like, 5 years. I think Google has one or something like that. Someone built one, and it's crazy. Like, the whole topic of quantum physics is so, like, mind-blowing. It's just like, I don't understand it. I really don't. And I don't think I ever will, unless they put it in like simpler terms for a peasant like me. But it's just crazy, like, they're considering using it for war, and we don't even, like, we can barely use it in a computer. So I'm like, what? What's going on? What's going on? Just the United States is so big on war, you know? Like, I just love being an American. Just anything. Anything can be used in war, you know, anything that will give us the advantage over the Chinese, let's do it. I'm just kidding. I mean, well, no, I'm not kidding, because, like, that's actually the United States. If we can have the upper hand, like, in any way, we're gonna do it. And that goes on to the Space Force. Oh my god. Trump created something called the Space Force. You guys probably heard about it. The Space Force. Like, come on, dude. If you're going to make something, if you're going to make something that is going to defend us in space, or, like, a branch of the military that has to do with space, name it something way cooler than the Space Force. Like, what? Come on. Like, have you not watched Star Wars? At least Star Trek, shitty series, shitty movies. Star Trek is garbage. But I'm just saying, pick a cooler name. Hey, what do you work for? I work for the Space Force. Like, come on, no. It's just not cool. Like, no one wants to be in that branch. I'm just kidding. There's probably a bunch of people who want to be in it. I mean, it does benefit us, I guess, because it has to do with cybersecurity and things of that sort, but as of right now, we can't even launch a plane into space. I know that we can launch rockets into space, but that doesn't mean we need to take military action in space. I don't know. I mean, I guess if we could put, like, defense systems up there against, like, nuclear missiles and things of that sort, I guess it would help and benefit the United States of America. I just love the United States. I used to hate it back in, like, 8th grade, like, 9th and 10th grade. I was going through, like, a phase where I was, like, a communist, you know? Until I realized, like, I don't know, like, communism really isn't going to work in America, because Americans love their money, which I have no problem with. But yeah, I used to hate everything that America did. I, like, despised it. I don't know why. Like, I just, and I was, like, 12, you know, up to, like, 15, 16, and I hated America. Like, America did something to me. Like, dude, I wasn't even in the real world yet. I was still in school, and I hated America. Like, I don't even know. I read too much fucking Vladimir Lenin books. And Karl Marx books, you know. But yeah, the Space Force. I mean, I would love to work for the Space Force. That actually does sound kind of fun. Considering I am going into computer science and cyber security is, like, the end goal. That would be really cool. Like, to work for a government agency, I would love to do, like, period. With stuff like that, like the FBI, CIA. Space Force. Like, isn't that funny? Like, we got things such as, like, the FBI, the CIA, you know, like, cool-ass names, cool-ass, like, abbreviations, and then we got the Space Force. Anyways. But, yeah, cybersecurity is going to play a big role in Space Force. And actually, there's even articles saying that Army troops could be headed to the Space Force. Even though the Space Force is going to be dominated by airmen from the Air Force. Army soldiers will also have a role because a lot of their equipment relies on military, like the satellites, which is crazy. Over 70% of the Army's major weapons and equipment need the satellites to function. That's crazy. Like, over 70% of the technology that the United States Army uses is used through satellites. So if those satellites don't work, 70% of their equipment and weapons cannot be used. That's pretty crazy. So I guess, in a sense, the Space Force is good to defend those satellites. But then again, I don't know the threat behind them. I guess, I don't know if people got the technology to send missiles towards satellites. Is that real? I think it is. I think we can, if we really wanted to. But yeah, the United States Army is actually the biggest users of space. They use the most technology in space for their benefit. More than private-owned companies, more than other branches of the military, more than other countries. The United States Army uses more equipment in space than any other, like, organization, period. Which is crazy. The Army, there hasn't really been a bunch of comments on whether or not the Army really wants to get involved with the Space Force, but some of the generals and stuff are kind of just waiting to see, because the Space Force really isn't a solidified, like, there isn't a set agenda for the Space Force. They're still figuring out, like, you know, like, everything out, because what Trump tends to do, Trump tends to, like, kind of, like, create things in the media, and throughout, like, Congress and stuff, but, like, there's not a set, like, purpose for it. Like, there is, but it's, like, we really still don't know what it's about. Like, it's gonna take some time to develop, and, we'll see what happens with that. It sounds kind of cool, you know. Hopefully they put some TIE fighters up there. Some X-Wings, you know. Fucking create, like, a Death Star. I don't know. If the United States could somehow create a Death Star, I don't know why we'd need one, because we can't, like, we're not, like inhabiting, like, any other planet, so there's not really a purpose unless we're just gonna blow up Earth. But, dude, what if humans, picture this, what if humans could just create other planets? A big planet, like, what if we just built one? That would be fucking awesome. You know how cool that thing would be? Like, dude, oh my god, dude, imagine a humongous man-made planet with internet, just free internet. Well, it's not going to be free, because if it's American-made, it's not going to be free, we know that. But imagine a humongous planet, and, like, you know, anything man-created has internet in it. Like, my house has internet in it, you know, the McDonald's, like, in my town has internet in it, you know. So why not make a big planet with some just amazing internet? That's all I ask for. As long as the planet has amazing internet, that's great. But, like, would we have weather on that planet? Like, atmosphere? I don't know. That would be very, like, technical. I guess that's why we haven't done it. Plus, we don't have the material to do it, probably. The technology to do it, the manpower, the smarts, you know, well, just whatever, you know. It's crazy. But space is crazy. Space is humongous. Like, if you actually think about how big space is, it's still expanding. Like, right now, it's still expanding. There's actually a theory that states this, like, space is going to be so big, planets are going to be so far apart, galaxies are going to be so far apart, it's just going to be empty. Like, there's going to be no light. It's just going to be darkness. Because eventually all those stars and all those planets are going to burn out, and all those galaxies are just going to burn out. That space is just going to be one big empty abyss. That's crazy. And to think of this, what is the universe in, you know? I don't know if I worded that right, but is the universe within a universe? Like, that's crazy. That's truly crazy to think, like, the universe just exists. Like, it's just there, and we don't know why. There's theories, but we don't know the full-on truth of why the universe exists. I personally think we're in a little glass ball, right? And this fucking, like, aliens are surrounding this glass ball, creating the universe while they're watching us and just laughing at us. I feel like that would be really funny if I was one of the aliens. But as a human right now, I don't think it's really funny. So if they're watching me, I mean, just cut the shit, okay? Just tell us what's going on. Just tell us what's going on. There's so many conspiracy theories about aliens, you know? Like, people live their lives every day, like, for the sole purpose of figuring out these conspiracies, and then they'll die never figuring it out. I feel like that's really, crazy. I would not waste my time with, conspiracy theories. I feel like it's a great topic. I feel like it's very interesting, but I would not, like, devote my life to going out and seeking these truths, okay? I'm fine with dying, not knowing why the universe was created, or not knowing why, or if aliens have visited, the Earth, or if the government is hiding it, or if the government are all lizards, they're reptilians. They are reptilians. I mean, look at Hillary Clinton. Tell me she isn't a lizard. Come on. Now that I said that, I'm probably gonna get assassinated, or killed, or something. They're probably on their way right now. So if you don't hear from me again, Hillary Clinton killed me. Hillary Clinton. Ugh. Anyways. But actually, Congress, they're passing a lot of bills about space, like, more than ever, I feel like. There's actually a thing that Congress did. It's like space weather. There's like an agency now that monitors space weather and how to combat space weather and the things that we need to do. But I didn't even know that space weather was a thing. Like, there's, I don't know. Like, I didn't think about that at all. Space weather. I don't know. But mostly what the Congress has been doing has been for, like, rocket, like, propulsion, like, research and the licensing of commercial space support vehicles. So it's pretty much just, like, commercial stuff, you know, typical American stuff, business related, money related. Which is great. I feel like Congress does play a big role within the development of technology within space. But I feel like it also restricts it to a certain extent, because, you know, there are a bunch of laws regarding space and the technology that's allowed to be used within space, and even the funding and development is controlled by Congress to a certain extent. The government has their noses in everything, which is, you know, whatever. I don't care, whatever. But it does restrict a lot. Within certain agencies and space companies. So, like, a person like Elon Musk plays a big role within Congress. Like, I see him in the news all the time with politicians talking about space and space-related topics, because Congress has such a big impact on the development of space technology. Elon Musk is an amazing guy. I don't know. I kind of have mixed feelings about him. I feel like people think that he's like super, super smart. Super smart, but I really don't think he is. I feel like he's smart in certain ways, but not like scientifically. I feel like he just hires people that are really smart. Because, I mean, I would do that if I was that rich. I would just act smart, hire people to be like, hey, what should I say? And then they'll be like, hey, say this so you sound super smart. And, you know, then you sound super smart. I mean, it's a smart move. But I don't feel like he's the only mastermind behind all of his ideas and his creations. He is really smart in the business sense, obviously. He has, what, SpaceX, Tesla, the Boring, I think it's called the Boring Company, when they made, like, the flamethrowers to fund it. Like, what? I think the Boring Company is his company that's going to be building the underground, like, car tunnels or whatever it is. I think they're going to try and build them in LA where cars can drop down and they move at, like, fucking just amazing speeds, just really fast, and it gets people to where they need to go very fast. But I don't know how that's going to work. There's a bunch of people in LA with cars. I feel like the wait in line to use that would take more time than driving there. I don't know. As long as it reduces traffic in LA. From my experience in LA, traffic was the worst thing ever. Like, it just made things 10 times worse. So if Elon Musk can somehow reduce the amount of traffic in LA, I feel like everybody in the world would be a little bit, you know, happier. Really. Or just traffic in any place. Fuck traffic, okay? Like, driving in Alabama is probably, it's not terrible, but it's the people. When you turn on your blinker and you slow down to 2 miles an hour in order to turn, it does kind of piss me off, just like a little bit. And I meant to say this on a different podcast, but I'm sick and tired of people taking 5 minutes to make a turn. I know you're driving a humongous truck, okay? But that's not my fucking problem. Keep moving. You are obstructing traffic and the flow of traffic. It's ridiculous. It really is ridiculous. Or, like, I remember I got a ticket because, I crossed the double lines. I don't recommend doing that. That's stupid. But, man, this dude was going, like, 20 miles an hour in a 55. And I was like, okay, I can't do this anymore. I can't. I just got off school, you know. I'm stressed out for no reason. And then this dude's going 20 miles an hour. And I'm in a Jeep. This is when I had my Jeep Wrangler, if anybody remembers that. This thing maxed out at like 60 miles an hour. Anything over that was pretty fucking sketchy. It felt like the whole thing was going to fall apart. Turns out, I ended up passing that dude. It took a lot for me to pass him, but I did. That's how slow he was going. And then, right when I pass him, there goes a cop. You know, like, come on, man. Any other time I do it, there's never a cop. You know? But, yep, there was a cop. And, yeah, he gave me a ticket. It was $250 for court fees. Took driving school. Driving school was cool. Because the guy who was running it at the time, we just talked about Star Wars the whole time. Like, he saw, like, my Star Wars jacket that I had at the time, and we just talked about Star Wars. We talked about what the next movie was going to be about. I forgot which movie was coming out. I think it was The Force Awakens, I think. I don't know. I didn't really like The Force Awakens. Like, it was okay, but I don't know. The characters in it just aren't... The characters aren't that, likeable, you know, like Han Solo. Who doesn't like Han Solo? Who doesn't? I mean, come on, if you don't like Han Solo, I mean, you're just not, like I said, you're not human. Everybody loves Han Solo. Who doesn't like Luke Skywalker? The only time I didn't like Luke Skywalker was in The Last Jedi, because they made him out to kind of be like a dick. and he's not. I don't know how he ended up that way. There's no backstory, really. I don't know. It's just confusing. Like, they're just making Star Wars confusing and kind of boring now. They're releasing a Star Wars every single year. I still haven't even watched, the new one, the Han Solo movie? Still haven't seen that one. That's kind of bad on my part, isn't it? Yeah. Wait, has that even come out? I swore it did. But, you know. Because I think someone went and seen it, and I didn't even think about going to see it. Like, as big of a Star Wars fan as I am, I didn't even think about going to see this movie because, yeah, it was released on May 10th. May 10th, and still haven't seen it. I'm probably going to watch it, like, tomorrow or something, now that I think about it. But they're coming out with a movie every single year. I mean, this is back to the Avengers thing that I talked about earlier. You're squeezing a dry fucking lemon, okay? Star Wars has been around since 1977. You don't gotta come out with one every single year. I think that's been distinguished. Star Wars can fall off for like 10 years. You make a new movie, I mean, everyone's gonna go see it. Like, there's no debate. Whether it's bad or not. Everybody went to see The Phantom Menace. Okay? That shit sucked. As a big Star Wars fan, The Phantom Menace was probably the worst one. It was kind of boring in the beginning. I mean, how did this get on Star Wars? Well, I mean, I guess we're talking about space, so. I mean, I can talk about whatever I want. But Star Wars, I mean, just stop making movies. Because, like, ever since Disney, when Disney gets a hold of anything, they fuck it up. They just fuck it up. It's so disappointing. Because Disney does have some great movies out there. But, I mean, come on. When you fuck up Star Wars, you fuck up a whole generation. You know? You got this whole generation that grew up watching Star Wars. And then you got the new generation who sees the new Star Wars. And is like, oh my god, that's so amazing. No, it's not. No, it's not. You haven't even seen the first one. Fucking like a 10-year-old kid talking about, oh wow, The Force Awakens is amazing. Go watch the first one, you lame-ass kid. Acting like you know what you're talking about. You know, I dedicated one summer to watching all those movies. I watched them like 3 times a piece. A whole summer. Crazy. That's how dedicated I was. I was like, you know what? I never watched Star Wars. Like, this was when I was like 16. It was like a couple years ago. And I watched Star Wars. And, like, I watched one, and I was like, damn, what happens next? So then I watched the next one, and I watched the next one. Then I just watched them over again. Because I think what happened was, I think that was the year I went to Costa Rica. And, like, before I went to Costa Rica, I took a month and watched all the movies. And then I went to Costa Rica, and I kind of forgot. So when I got back, I just watched them all over again. And it was great. It was really fun. I do recommend wasting your whole summer on watching Star Wars. It will benefit you in the long run. Another topic that I want to talk about space is fucking black holes. Oh my god. Like, are those things not scary? Those things are fucking scary. Dude, I'm going to actually look up a picture of a black hole right now. Oh my god, these things are so fucking scary. Like, they disorbit everything. And they just absorb all the light. It's just a big black abyss. And to think that we got one of those in the middle of our galaxy right now. I think that's correct, right? We have one in the middle of our galaxy. I think that's correct. And it's just sucking shit in. Sucking everything in, you know? And it's not like Interstellar. You know, Interstellar was a great movie for, you know, like, space-related things. A lot of the science, to a certain extent, is correct, but the black hole thing is, you know, kind of like a fucking reach there, buddy, okay? Because we all know, if you go in a black hole, you're not coming out. You may come out someplace else. We don't know. Dude, what if black holes are like the, the entryway to the outside of the galaxy? You know how I'm saying how, like, the universe is within a universe? What if you go through a black hole and it takes you to a different universe? Boom. Boom. I'm telling you. I'm woke as fuck. In, like, Interstellar, it took him to, like, the dimensions, you know? Like, it showed him all the different dimensions. And I, like, it showed him telling his self not to go on the space mission. But he goes anyways. To think that his daughter was right the whole time. That's crazy. What a dumbass. Didn't listen to his daughter. Ended up... And then, like, at... Okay, I don't want to spoil the whole movie. Never mind. You know, if you haven't watched Interstellar by now, I mean, I don't know what you're doing with your life. What if a black hole... I think I watched a video on this. What if a black hole just magically appeared right next to Earth? You know how fucked up Earth would be? Like a really tiny black hole. I'm talking about a really tiny black hole. Like really, really tiny. If a black hole just magically formed right next to Earth or even near the fucking moon, it would be crazy. Even if a tiny black hole formed in our solar system, period, it would fuck us up big time. We would definitely go extinct. Earth would probably, you know, perish in some way, you know? That's really crazy, though. You know what is also crazy? A solar flare. You know how dangerous those things are? If a big enough solar flare, like, if one was big enough to where it could affect Earth, it could shut down all of our electronics and everything and just fry everything. And then we'd have, like, a dark planet. That's crazy. That's crazy. Like, something that we can't even control can affect us so drastically. And people without technology, imagine you without your phone for, like, a month. Yeah, you'd be fucked. You would be miraculously fucked. At least I would. I know I would. I mean, a day without, you know, like, Instagram or Snapchat, it's not a good day. It's not a good day. Okay, maybe Snapchat. I kind of get annoyed with Snapchat now. To a certain extent. Because, like, I don't know. It's just... It's hard to keep up with people. You know, like, sometimes they, like, reply so fast. And, like, I'm, like, doing stuff. And I'm like, yo, I don't want to reply right now. You know. But then they take offense to it. If you take more than, like, 2 hours to reply. Like, oh, I'm sorry, I got a life, you know? I'm not sitting on my phone 24/7. But it's cool. Back to the fucking solar flares. You know what would happen if a solar flare happened and all of our electronics were fried? An apocalypse. Okay, which I kind of want to see in my lifetime. I really do. I really do want to see an apocalypse. So if a solar flare happens, we would definitely go into an apocalypse. Which means I get to loot fucking everything. I would loot so much shit. Like, I'm not talking about killing people or anything like that. I would just, like, where would I go? I don't know where I'd go in, like, an apocalypse setting. I think I would probably... I would go to a shoe store. Yeah. I would get some fresh-ass J's. Yeah, boy. Some fucking 11s, you know? Dude, I'd be the freshest survivalist out there. Just tricked out, you know? I got, like, bulletproof vests on, you know, fucking M4. You know, got a backpack full of beans and rice and shit. And then just on my feet, you see a big pair of Jordans. Fresh as fuck. You know? That'd be pretty cool. That'd be really cool. I would also go... I'd probably go to, like... I would say like a gun store to like a, you know, to build up on guns for the apocalypse, but that would already be looted by the time I got there. Some redneck, you know, would already be there, you know. As soon as he saw the solar flare on the TV, he'd be like, "Nope, I'm out," you know. Well, actually, I don't think he'd see the solar flare on the TV, because all the electronics would be fried. So I guess that's an invalid statement. But as soon as he realized it, he's like, "Oh shit, boy, it's apocalypse time," you know. "I gotta get me shotgun," you know, or something like that. Some country bumpkin is gonna go steal all the guns, which is totally fine. But you know, sucks for everyone else, 'cause they drive trucks, you know, so they're just gonna throw out all the guns in the bed of the truck and just take off. Just take off. What I'd really want to do in an apocalypse, I don't even know why I'm on this topic, but I love talking about the apocalypse, is build a humongous bunker, like a vault from Fallout. If you guys have ever played the game Fallout, great series, go play it. But build a humongous vault and just, like, you know, me and a bunch of friends go in there, you know, chill out while the apocalypse is going on, you know. Maybe by then the electronics would come back on. But you know, it'd still be the apocalypse because everyone doesn't give a fuck anymore. Everyone's dying. So we'd just be chilling down there, you know, maybe watching some Netflix or something. Some movies, play some video games. That'd be pretty cool while everyone else is just killing each other and, you know, on the surface of the earth. But yeah, that's crazy to think a solar flare can just end everything. Even like, I bet you there's like, I don't know, there's a lot of things that can create an apocalypse. So many things. And like, it's crazy to think that, like those little tiny things in life can just wreck humans. 'Cause we're so fragile. I feel like humans are so fragile. We are. I mean, I'm a fragile human, you know. If someone, like, you know, says something mean to me, I just cry for, you know, a couple weeks. No, I'm just kidding. I don't do that. If someone says something mean to me, I usually just don't even care. 'Cause like they're kind of irrelevant in my life. But anyways, back to fucking space. I get off topic so much, but I don't even care. 'Cause you know, I'm just having fun doing me. But yeah, dude, maybe one day I'll have a job in the Space Force. So I'll give you guys like some information when I do get hired into the Space Force, and tell y'all what's going on in there. Give y'all some background information. Tell you all the cybersecurity details and all the hacks that are going on. Dude, there's probably so many hackers out there that's just like right now probably hacking all my shit. You know? Like they might not be doing anything, but they're hacking it, you know? Like if I was a hacker, I would just hack people's stuff just to see, you know, just be nosy, just to get a good laugh. 'Cause you know, 90% of Americans probably have just memes on their Instagram or on their Facebook or anything. So I just hacked their account just to go look at memes. You know, 'cause like all my saved stuff on Instagram are just memes. Just videos and memes. Nothing else. All my DMs, memes. Just memes. I feel like if you slide in someone's DMs on Instagram, I mean, I don't know. It's kind of lame. 'Cause most people have their Snapchats like in their Instagram bios, so just add them on Snapchat, you know. Like there's even some people who have the little call thing on Instagram where you just tap it and it gives you their number. That shit's crazy. I would never do that. I would not let random people have my number. It's just no. Like even non-random people, even people that I knew, I still don't want them to have my number. I don't want them to annoy the fuck out of me. How do we get on Instagram? Oh, because we were talking about hackers. Crazy, right? So space is crazy. The universe is crazy. Humans are crazy. Everything's crazy. Even aliens are crazy because aliens are real. And if you guys don't think aliens are real, just block me on everything. On Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, block my number. Because we're not friends anymore. I'm just kidding. Don't do that. Because if you block me, that means that you unfollow me. And, you know, I need my followers. Because however many followers I have, that determines my happiness level. Because that's how society works now. No, I'm just kidding. But aliens, I mean, okay. Like, even if aliens don't exist, we still have to have, there still could be life out there, though. Like, plants or something. Like, what if we went on a planet and there was, like, walking trees and shit? If there was walking trees, that would be crazy. You know how many lumberjacks would be like, okay, we don't know what the fuck to do anymore. Like, you walk up to a tree and the tree's like, hey, get the fuck up out of here. You know, like, whoa. Whoa. And then you start hitting the tree. Like, maybe there's, like, a nice tree, you know, and he's just like, hey, we're buddies, you know. And then you just start hacking at it with a fucking saw. Tree starts crying and screaming. Other trees come around you. Start beating the shit out of you because you hit the other tree with an axe. That's some crazy shit. That's some crazy shit. That is amazing to think of walking trees. Man. I kind of want to create that one day. I feel like we could eventually create walking trees. I'm so off topic right now. But anyways, I'm going to cut it right here. I don't want it to be too long. I feel like sometimes I make these too long. But that's just because I get rambling on and I'm having fun. Whatever. If you don't want to listen to it, you know, you ain't got to listen to it. But if you do, I do appreciate it. And always make sure to favorite the podcast so you guys get, you know, the notification when I upload a new episode. And also, I'm glad you guys stopped by to listen to all the random shit I had to say. I do appreciate it. It's 1 o'clock in the morning again. Last week I did the same fucking thing. I gotta get up at like 5:45 in the morning. This is ridiculous. Like, my body is just probably shutting down right now. You know? That's like the sound of my body's just, you know? It's total shit. I don't know why I have so much energy. Oh, well, I took that 5-hour nap. Never mind. But anyways, favorite the podcast so you get the notification when I upload a new episode. Thank you for listening. Also, my social media is going to be in the bio. Or the description, not the bio. The description of this episode. I've been meaning to plug my social medias in there, but I really don't care about my social media. I don't know. I really don't care if people follow me or not. But yeah, I guess I'll put those in there. Because, you know, I update people about my podcast through my social media. So, anyways, I'll see you guys next Wednesday or Thursday. Because, I mean, it's 1 o'clock in the morning, so I guess maybe Thursday. Hopefully, I get my time management skills back on track by next week. So, yeah, I'll see you guys next week. Have a great day.